Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 15, 2023, Wednesday of the third week of Lent, taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were so mad about Jesus, and in fact, they rejected him from beginning to end, because for them, the Lord Jesus was a violator of the law. He did not follow any of the laws, so that they would always be following him wherever he goes, looking for an opportunity to pin him down. But in the Gospel today, the Lord says the opposite. He says, "No, I did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but rather, I have come to fulfill it." And he adds, "Until heaven and earth will pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of the letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place." Because the truth is, nobody really can follow the law. With our situation of sin, with the futility of human weakness, and even of death, we do not have the capability to follow the law. That's why we need somebody to follow it for us. That's why God has to send His Son, so that we will be given the possibility to follow the law, not through human effort or through the human flesh, but now through the Spirit of the risen Lord. The story of the young man who went to Jesus, asking him how he could be saved, and the Lord telling him, well, they are saying, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, follow the law. And the young man said, "But I have been doing that since I was a kid. Nothing happened." So the Lord told him, "Go back home. Sell all you have and give it to the poor. Then come back and follow me." The young man, of course, went away very sad. Not because he had so many things to sell, but rather he discovered that he could not follow the law, that he was telling a lie. Because even just the first commandment, the first part of the law, which is having no other gods but God, he was already incapable of doing that. At the end of the day, we realize that our God is not the only God, that our security is not really God, that What the psalm says, that the Lord is my shepherd and there is nothing I shall want, is that really true? Because we have so many wants. In fact, many times, we just instrumentalize God so that we can have more of these little gods. We have more of these idolatries, money, on all these material resources. We trust them more. In fact, we look at them as our sources of life. In fact, we see that the reason why we are alive today is because we have these material resources, not because that God loves us. We don't believe in that. When the Lord says, I came not to abolish, but to perfect the law, to fulfill it, because He is the only one who can do it. All human effort is futile until the Lord gives us the capability of Him doing the law for us. It doesn't mean, of course, railroading our freedom, our free will. Neither does it mean that we will have no culpability for ourselves, for our sins or weakness. It just means that since we have received Christ at baptism, we begun on a journey to that realization, like we do in the season of Lent, of sinfulness. And then we began the journey of being accompanied by the Spirit of the risen Lord towards a new life, a Christian life, towards conversion and ultimately salvation.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.